It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The uprising in Syria shows no sign of slowing down. It's now in its fifth month. And neither does the government's fierce crackdown on protesters. That's not slowing down either. Many of the biggest demonstrations and the most violent clashes have been in Syria's outlying cities. The capital city, Damascus, has seen fewer demonstrations against the rule of President Bashar al-Assad, but residents say the city has changed dramatically since the uprising began. NPR's Deborah Amos was in Damascus earlier this week and files this report.
Just a few months ago, it was almost impossible to get a table at the Z Bar. There was a long wait for parties announced on Facebook. This trendy, open-air restaurant overlooking Damascus was a hotspot for the young.
Almost there.
On this night, guests sipped mixed drinks under the stars and the crystal chandeliers, but the velvet couches were half full, the conversation dominated by one subject. Many know people who've been arrested, beaten, or killed. Still, the crowds are starting to come back now, says owner Hassan Saloum.
People are getting to know how to deal with the situation, to go on living. Life is going on. This is life.
But life is tough as the economy dramatically slows.
This is the old city of Damascus. A year ago, this would have been packed with tourists on these winding cobblestone streets. Now, the hotels here are empty. The restaurants are too. Thank you.
Please come in.
Rula Dodash opens the heavy wooden door of her boutique hotel to an empty courtyard and a disastrous tourist season.
Yes, of course. For the foreigner, this is a big risk to come.
So what are you doing?
Having shisha, chatting. Yeah, so.
Almost everyone's been affected by the unrest, even though Damascus is far from the protest battle zones. On the outside, at public events, there's a facade of normal life. A loud wedding party is the cover for a hushed conversation with two sisters who don't want their names used. They describe the internal life of the city.
You walk in the streets, you can smell the fear among the people. You look in their eyes and they're scared. They look at you, they think, who are you? Who are you with?
Who are you with? Do you support the regime or the revolution? In Damascus, it's a dangerous question. The answer has driven the younger sister to the streets for late-night rallies. She explains that this is a historic moment for Syria. But for her safety, she never protests in her own neighborhood.
The last Friday, there were like 21 locations in Damascus and on the outskirts of Damascus.
Is it harder to protest in Damascus than it is any other place?
Certainly. Very tight security, let alone the other unofficial guards, let's say, where they just carry whatever weapons they want. They can wreak havoc.
Two were killed in Damascus last week, but the protests are spreading, she says. On Wednesday night, security forces arrested 30 well-respected artists who staged an anti-government rally.
Now, yeah, because it is spreading way more than before. People are dropping fear rapidly, which is a good sign.
And where some choose to protest is surprising.
Marcel Shoharo, I'm a blogger. Syrian blogger.
Suharo chose to protest at the National Dialogue this week. The meeting was proposed by Syria's president to find a solution to the crisis. Suharo was a delegate. The meeting was boycotted by opposition figures, rejected by street protesters, many of them Suharo's friends.
Even my friend, my closest friend, they don't want me to be here. I told them there's people protesting in the street. I came here to protest. People are being arrested. People are being dying all the days. And that's not okay. We should stop it.
The 27-year-old said she'll continue the campaign on her blog.
A year ago, if you write something against government, you will go to this prison for 3 years or 5 years. Now we are going for 10 days, and 10 days is, wow, achievement. I'm going to put 10 days for my freedom.
A small price to pay in a city that is stirring as the government tries to contain the protests everywhere else. Deborah Amos, NPR News.